Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Grueling Truths Live Cincinnati Bengals Pittsburgh Steelers show preview show brought to you by Gridiron Mo, SteelbergBox.com, and RealBengalsFans.com. I'm your host, Mike Goodpasture. I'd like to welcome in my co-host for this special show tonight. First up will be Leon Searcy, former Pittsburgh Steeler, All-Pro offensive lineman. How you doing tonight, Leon?
I'm doing great, baby. Getting ready for this game tomorrow. I may not sleep tonight, but I'm looking forward to it.
All right. And we've got actually somebody with a little bit of sense. We've got Scott Meyer from RealBengalsFans.com. Scott, you want to give us just a little quick update on your Facebook and your website?
Yeah. The Real Bengals Fans, RBF Facebook group, has grown by about 400 new Real Bengal Fan members in the past, maybe 48 hours. Having a great time talking some smack about some Steelers, and it's going to be fun to see them lose tomorrow. So everything's going.
Don't bet on this, Scott. I already did.
Hey, we can't just go into a long-winded 30-minute argument amongst ourselves tonight, Leon, because we only get 30 minutes exactly. If you're listening in and you want to call into the show, you can call in at area code 323-870-4188. We got a couple callers on hold right now. You can call, give us your prediction, what you think is going to happen with the game. So let's go ahead and take a caller right now. You there, caller?
Hello?
Yeah, who am I talking to?
This is Z out of Alabama.
How you doing, V?
I'm doing good.
What's going on, V?
I think we're gonna take this one by at least two touchdowns.
Yeah, who's we?
The Bengals.
Cool. All right. Well, we can talk to V a little bit then. Leon, you want to have a discussion with V? V, explain to him why the Bengals are going to beat his Pittsburgh Steelers.
Only because it ain't about the offense. Everybody worried about Dalton being hurt and all. It's all about the defense. That's what's got us this far, and that's what's going to win tomorrow, defense.
I happen to
Here's the thing, V. I've got a lot of family in Alabama. They're known for their moonshine, so I'm trying to think of
you can't talk about drunken unless you bring up that one dude who was on the Pick'em show that was a Steeler fan that one time.
Well, I mean, listen, let me give you something. The Bengals, they have a stellar defense. I don't know how the defensive tackle was saying, you get 13 and a half sacks and don't make the Pro Bowl. But he's definitely got to be neutralized. If you don't neutralize him, he could definitely be disruptive, especially in the middle of the pocket. I mean, because, you know, Big Ben, he likes to step up. He likes to move around or whatever. So that guy.
Well, Geno Atkins will be there for him.
Yeah, Atkins. My bad. I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah, Dunlap will be the one coming around the corner, you know, cleaning him up. I believe Big Ben's ass will probably be out of the game by the middle of the second quarter anyways. On a clean shot that Pittsburgh Steelers fans will bitch about for years.
Here's the thing. What do y'all know about clean shots? They have been doing dirty shots for the last 2 years.
Vontaze Perfect hit on Le'Veon Bell was a dirty shot.
His shot on Big Ben was dirty.
Big Ben was not dirty. He was pushed by his own player into Big Ben.
Was he fined or not?
He was fined.
Well, then,
Leon, you played in the NFL. Were you ever fined for something you didn't do?
All the damn time.
All right. But, hey, V, thanks for calling in. Thanks for having a little bit of sense and trying to help Leon see the way here.
I don't need your help. Go back to that moonshine.
Thanks for calling in, V.
Good day, V.
All right, we got another caller on the line. I think I know who this is. Caller, what's your name? Sammy, Is this Sammy Stickler?
Well, it is, Mike. How are you doing, man?
Oh, I know Sammy's going to make a good prediction here. You'll love Sammy, Leon.
Hey, yeah. Leon, really quick. I got something for you.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Who they?
Who they going to beat them Bengals? Steelers.
Exactly. That's all I needed to hear, man. That's exactly what I wanted to hear, Leon.
Thanks for saying who day, man. That's great, man.
No.
Sammy, we've got time. It's corny if anybody else calls in, but if they don't, you're welcome to stay and keep chatting away with us.
All right, I appreciate it, Mike. Actually, I do have a – all right, here I'll give my prediction here in a minute. But, Leon, I do have a serious question for you, okay?
Yes, sir.
And I've been thinking about this. Now, I want you to be as objective as you can whenever you answer this question.
Mm-hmm.
If you're watching the game tomorrow night and you see Pittsburgh doing this, what do you think it would be that would make them lose tomorrow?
Well, Sammy, you asked the wrong person.
You're a Pittsburgh fan. Why is that a wrong question to ask a Pittsburgh fan?
But here's the thing, though. Here's the thing, Sammy. I've never gone into the game, whether it be high school, college, or professional, where I visualize losing the game. I always go into the game with the vision of winning and what it's going to take. So for you to tell me to visualize what it's going to take for the Steelers to lose, I can't see that, Sammy.
I understand that.
Well, here's the thing, Sammy. Listen. The game is going to be a knockout, drag-out fight. It's going to be a dogfight. And my only concern about the game is that do not let the referees determine the outcome of the game, because these two teams, they hate each other, which is good. It's a rivalry. Yep. Both teams are playing well. Both teams are in a position where either team wins, They've got a definite shot to beat everybody else that's in the tournament. So I'm saying, to me, these are the best two teams running in the AFC right now. So my only concern also is that these two teams might spend themselves so much in this game that whoever they play next, that concerns me, because this game, they're going to spend this game. They're going to put everything on the line. They don't like each other. It's going to be a drag-out dogfight. And whoever they play next, I'm concerned that they may not have enough luster to rebound and play next week. So that's my only concern by both teams. I just don't want the referee.
Remember, we only got half hour, Leon. We're live.
I'm sorry.
we got another caller in. So right now, Sammy, you just stay with us, because I know we can always bring one caller at a time in that way so you can stay on the show with us. So let's go to the next caller.
Do you mind if I give my prediction really quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I've got 27-17 Cincinnati tomorrow.
All right, and we got another caller on the line. Who am I speaking with? 937 area code.
Oh, this is me.
This is me? That's a weird first name. What's your last name?
Haley Talby.
How you doing, Haley?
Hey, Haley.
Good,
how you doing,
Haley?
We're doing well.
That's an RBF member right there. Who day?
Yep. All day.
Oh, good. We don't have none of those nasty Steeler fans calling in then. So what's your prediction, Haley?
Well, of course, I definitely think the Bengals are going to win tomorrow. I think that this game's really going to show what AJ can do. Because I'm going to admit, Steelers are a tough team. But I think that Bengals are tougher.
There you go,
yes.
Leon.
Yeah, that's it. That end the show.
What do you got to say to that, Leon?
Hey, I never show any disrespect to women. Haley, thank you for your prediction. Haley, you're wrong, and I'll send you a terrible towel in the mail.
Oh,
okay. let's talk about the weather tomorrow, by the way. Has anybody looked at the weather forecast for tomorrow by chance?
Rain.
100% chance of rain.
Yeah.
Beautiful day to run the ball.
That's right. 10 to 20 mile an hour winds, about 35, 40 degrees for a high when the game's going on. I mean, we're looking at rain. We're looking at a running game that's going to have to happen. I don't know. Did they rule out D'Angelo today?
Yeah, Fitzgerald Toussaint is going to start. I mean, Fitzgerald Toussaint, I think he played at the University of France. Averaged 2 yards a carry last week against the vaunted Cleveland Browns defense. But I'll tell you, there is one thing that worries me if the Bengals have to run the ball a lot, and that's Jeremy Hill has had a history of fumbling the ball.
Yeah, I agree with that, Mike.
Yep.
I was thinking the same thing about it.
Yep. The other thing
we got Giovanni Bernard, too, though.
That's true. That's exactly
that's
right.
That's true. That's true.
The one thing I worry about, as long as they don't run to the right, we should be fine.
Yeah, Andre Smith. Or straight up the middle with Bowling. And yeah, the offensive line always worries me about the Bengals. It has all year. I think they're average at best. I think between the guards, they're really bad. At tackle, they're really bad. I think Whitworth is a solid tackle that I think is actually would have been a better guard. He was a better guard, I think, early in his career until they had to move him. But, Haley, we want to thank you for calling in.
All right, I got a couple people we want to say hoo day real quick.
Go ahead, all for Leon.
Thank you, guys.
Oh. Thank you, Haley.
Oh, hoo day, hoo day.
That's like
now.
Hoo-day.
Remember,
like
if you want to call, if you want to call into the show, if you're a Steeler fan, you don't have to be afraid. I think Steeler fans are kind of like the Steelers are a little bit afraid to show up in Cincinnati. So you can call in at 323-870-4188. Now, we also talk about injuries, which the Bengals have had a few problems with there with Dalton. But D'Angelo Williams is gone. I mean, how big of an effect is missing D'Angelo Williams, you think, Leon?
It's going to be a big – it's going to be a profound effect on the running game. I mean, because you don't – much as I love Big Ben, I love the way Big Ben plays the game. You need a solid running game because you don't want Big Ben to be forcing the issue because he has a tendency – I mean, because he tries to throw the ball into, like – windows sometimes, and you don't want him to have to do that. You want to have an effective running game, so he's got some balance. Both teams are really struggling running the ball effectively. I would just like to see the Steelers, leave. Le'Veon Bell is definitely with us, and having D'Angelo Williams, he does a stellar job of letting Bell out. I don't know the guy now, but they've got to establish some run in the game because I don't want Big Ben to force the issue because he has a tendency to throw interceptions at opportune times. So that to me, whoever wins the turnover battle, whoever makes the least amount of mistakes in the game, I think ultimately has the advantage in the game.
Yeah, and the one thing you got to remember about Big Ben, he's had a really good season, but against the Bengals, he's thrown 84 passes, I think 3 or 4 interceptions, and only 1 touchdown. And I think with Fitzgerald Toussaint running the ball, I think it sets up the perfect timing and perfect example of where Big Ben might think that he has to make every play.
I agree.
And if that happens, I mean, I think the Bengals could blow him out because we know Big Ben has a tendency to throw some interceptions sometimes, especially when it feels like he has to do everything himself. But real quick, we've got another caller on the line from the 347 area code. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, guys. What's going on? This is Bryce from Brooklyn.
How you doing, Bryce?
What's going on? How you doing, Bryce?
Hey, Bryce.
Hey, doing well, fellas. How y'all doing tonight?
All right. What's your prediction for the game?
Prediction for the game. You want the score?
Yeah, whatever you want to give us.
Yeah.
You predict whatever you want.
You know, I'm gonna go Steelers 28, Bengals 20.
There you go, Bryce.
Yeah. And let me tell you why. Because I think, and I'd love to get your comments on this. You know, just listen to what you're kind of saying. And yes, Ben Roethlisberger definitely has a chance to throw some picks if he's forcing footballs. I think the problem is for the Bengals is that Ben Roethlisberger, I think knowing that D'Angelo Williams is down, if he can get a couple runs from Todman and Toussaint, who I think are good players, it'll be fine. But I think Pittsburgh's going to be good to say, Ben, take us there. And a la Brady or a la Rodgers, you know, I think Ben's at that status where he can impose his will on a defense. And then defensively, just over these years, I haven't seen the Bengals offensively really impose their will on Pittsburgh. They haven't been able to run the ball in these past meetings, and even Andy Dalton hasn't really played all that well against Pittsburgh. He's had a couple nice throws here and there in these games, but I thought in the first game he started to look skittish. They pressured him. I'm not sold on A.J. McCarron. And in a big game, I'm going to go with the coach and the quarterback.
There you
go. You bring up the coach, but a lot of people rip on Marvin Lewis because he's lost. You know, he hadn't won a playoff game the last 5 or 6 years he's been in. But there's also a precedent with Mike Tomlin that he hasn't won a playoff game in 5 or 6 years. And, I mean, they've only made the playoffs twice. They lose to Tim Tebow. They get beat by Flacco at home last year. So, I mean, I don't think that it's like going up against Bill Belichick. And I also think this, I would bet almost anything, no matter who the quarterback is, if your quarterback's forced to throw the ball 40 or 50 times, you usually don't win the game. What do you think, Leon?
Well, listen, I think AJ, I mean, McCarron, I mean, this ain't Alabama. This ain't Alabama. The last big game he played was at Alabama. I mean, he's going to be playing in the playoffs. It's a different level. It's a different intensity. And if I'm going to choose between A.J. McCarron and Ben Roethlisberger in a playoff game, I got to go with Big Ben. I mean, Big Ben has proven he's been to 2 Super Bowls. He's won one. And he's put his receiver, Marcevis Bryant, on the – he said he needs to step his game up. I think Big Ben is going to answer the bell. He's going to answer the challenge. And if that offensive line can keep that defensive line off his back, I see Big Ben having a stellar game. I can see Big Ben throwing for over $300 in this game, for at least 3 touchdowns.
What
type of environment, Leon, do you think he's going to throw for 300?
He's going to throw for 300 yards.
No, Leon said that he'll throw for 300 if the Steelers' offensive line keeps him upright against the Bengals' defensive line.
Absolutely.
See, I think that's the problem. I mean, if you look at this,
that is
the best quarterbacks in football, I don't think too many people argue, are probably Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. They don't win the Super Bowl all the time, even though they're the best quarterback. It takes a team around that quarterback. It's just like we talked about comparing the 05 Steelers to this Steelers team. And the difference is this. The 05 Steelers could punch you in the mouth on defense. And, I mean, this team doesn't do that. I mean, the only thing that saved their defense this year is, timely interceptions. But defensive backfield-wise, they're not very good. I think this whole game for the Steelers' defense comes down to the Steeler linebackers.
Well,
because I think that's
the
strength of their defense.
Well, but then if we drill down on the Bengal defense, I mean, I know a lot of people talking about it. But let's look into it.
Yeah, you're talking about top five and the least points allowed in the league.
Right. But then let's look at it. I mean, against the Steelers last game, Geno Atkins, 1 sack. I mean, 1 tackle. Carlos Dunlap. I think in 2 games they've had 2 sacks. Like Leon's an old offensive line guy, right tackle. He knows a right tackle when he sees one. Marcus Gilbert's playing at a Pro Bowl level. Where's the sacks for the Bengals? Where's been all this pressure they're supposed to get? They haven't been able to do it. So all of the things that people say on paper that they have shown they could do, when you start to drill down and I see a Steeler pass defense that's not very good, but I also see a Bengal pass defense that doesn't really scare me. Ranked 20th, and we've seen Ben take advantage of it. Didn't throw any touchdowns last game, but controlled the middle of the field, controlled third downs. I think the Bengals are a good team, but I think Pittsburgh's got the pieces that could take advantage of their weaknesses.
All right,
you know,
this is the thing. The Bengals, I don't think, and they're one of the few teams that don't really have a weakness. I mean, if you think a weakness is Reggie Nelson, Adam Jones, George Iloka, I mean, it's one of the best secondaries in football. The one thing you got to remember with that 20th rating is they were missing one or two of those guys most of the year. And the other thing, you look at a defensive line that has 2 guys with more than 10 sacks. I don't think there's not too many NFL teams with that. So, I mean, the Bengals pass defense is number 2. And remember this, Cincinnati, even in the game Pittsburgh won, that game was won because of an interception by Dalton at the start and 2 picks by McCarron. The Bengals actually outgained the Steelers by almost 40 yards in that game.
And that was A.J. McCarron.
Yeah. I mean, that was A.J. McCarron that in just 3 quarters threw for almost 300 yards against the Steelers' defense. Now, I will say this. If you give me a choice between I can have Ben Roethlisberger as my quarterback or I can have A.J. McCarron, yeah, I would be stupid to say I want A.J. McCarron. But what I'm saying, if I can put better players around the guy, look at Trent Dilfer. He won a Super Bowl. He won a Super Bowl because they had a great running back in Jamal Lewis, a great offensive line, and a great defense. You know, they played quarterbacks that were better during that playoff run and during that season, but they still lost because when you get overwhelmed by a certain part of a team, and I think the Bengals and Steelers is a complete toss-up. I mean, I agree with Leon. I think they're the two best teams in the AFC, especially with the way New England's played the last 6 weeks. But we got another caller on the line, Bryce, so thanks for calling in.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it, Bryce.
Thanks, Bryce.
All right. We got another 937 area code. Yeah, you're
Hello?
On with, yep.
All right, this is Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron.
This is Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, this is, I'm from the, I'm actually E. Marie from the Real Bengals Fans group.
Okay, how
yeah.
you doing?
Yes.
What's up, Aaron?
Hey.
Well, why don't you straight Leon out on who's going to win this game tomorrow night?
We're going with the Bengals. Hooday!
Hooday. Yeah, that's right. It's going to be the Bengals, absolutely.
There you go,
absolutely.
I mean, that's like a bad Christmas curl hearing that all the time.
Hooday.
I'm going to
the Steelers are known for
now,
Byron
Leon.
Pope's voice. That's like listening to fingernails going over a chalkboard, Leon.
That's music to my ears. Hooday all day. That's right. Thanks for calling, Eric. Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Yep,
so
thanks,
I was just calling.
Oh, go ahead. Keep going if you want.
No, I was just going to – I'm a defensive person, so perfect all the way. He's going to come in, him and Dunlap tomorrow, and Pac-Man, and we're going to take Roethlisberger down. And so
– Legally.
Right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, yes, legally, Leon.
Yeah, and then the Steelers fans won't be able to wave their dirty laundry towels anymore.
You know what, Leon? No. You talk about legal, but the only legal hit, and they made a rule about it, was when Kimo von Ohlhofen, you know, hit Carson Palmer. He crawled into Carson Palmer.
He tripped.
He was on the ground,
he
and he crawled. And it's the only
it
way y'all
wet.
Won the Super
the
Bowl.
The ground was wet. Oh, it was,
hey,
it was wet.
The only reason you guys won the Super Bowl. If
really?
Carson Palmer's healthy, the Bengals win the game. They interviewed Bruce Arians about it yesterday. And Bruce Arians said as soon as Palmer threw that pass, their entire sideline was deflated. But then, you know, they got a cheap shot on the Bengals quarterback, and they had a chance to win, and everybody was all right again.
Oh, God.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
I just want to
but,
RPF and say today, and, yeah, it's going to be a good game. It's going to be defensive side. Roethlisberger's going to go down a couple times, and it's – going to be a hooday all the way.
All right.
Hooday.
Thanks a lot, Aaron.
Thanks for being a member
Thank
of RBF. Appreciate you calling in. Hooday.
All right. Bye.
Listen, all Big right. Ben's not going down. Big Ben's not going down that once. That's the offensive line, just like in the
well,
last
I can't
game.
Get a girlfriend. Go ahead. Let's see.
Everybody's mentioned.
No, I was going to bring up the commercial. Is that the same place you're going?
No, go ahead, man.
Okay, I was asking Leon, did you hear the commercial in the Cincinnati WLW radio station played about the Big Ben alert?
That was some crap. That was
now,
some
is that crap.
Crap
or is that just funny and just people nowadays are such big babies that they can't take a joke?
That's probably what it is.
But see, okay, so if we're doing jokes now, then we can do a joke about Pac-Man in Las Vegas in the strip club with the so we can pull that joke out.
He wasn't
right?
He wasn't a Bengal then though.
So wait a
oh,
second.
But hell,
yeah,
but you
got
to own them now. You got to own them. You got to.
But you know
them.
What? This you is the thing. Pac-Man throwing money up in the air for strippers and asking for it back—that's funny as hell too.
but with the shot,
who the hell throws money at strippers and expects they're going to get them back?
He meant to throw the ones. He probably threw the hundreds on accident.
Well, I think it's sad if you're an NFL football player and you have to hand money to get a woman to take her clothes off for you. Am I right, Leon,
well,
with the 205?
Well, it's called making it rain. Listen, I done sent many strippers to college. Back in my day.
That's awesome.
I'm just saying.
You want to keep telling us about that? It sounds like an interesting story. I bet everybody like to hear it.
No, I don't think you can tell it
in 5 minutes.
Well, no, my daughter's in college. My daughter's in college, so I hope they're not listening.
So, man, I'll listen to your dad do tonight.
Oh, man. That's funny.
It's bad enough they're going to read the book, so I don't want to say too much.
Well, the good thing is most Steeler fans can't read, so you don't have to worry about too many of them.
Oh, here you go. Come on now. Listen, I guarantee you our SAT scores are better than yours.
Than my what?
I say, I guarantee you the Steelers' SAT scores are better than the Bengals' SAT scores.
I don't think there's too many Steeler fans that could spell SAT.
What? Most of the Bengals fans go to junior college anyway. So, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, Steeler fans.
Yeah, they end up being the teachers at the, you know, the DED classes for the Steeler fans.
I figured you'd say that.
You didn't figure I would say exactly that.
I did.
You knew I would come back with something, but you didn't. That was pretty good, I think, right on the
fly. Here's the truth, though. Y'all, you have to understand, Leon, that people have to wave towels because they don't even know how to have, like, a chant. You know, we have to say Who Day, and our fans have to remember Who Day, and they get to yell that, and all you guys got to do is wave a towel because, you know, the chant will work out that way, you know?
All right, Scott, I got a quick question for you. Scott, when did the Who Day chant start?
That was back, from what I understand of it, quite a while ago. Now, there is some, question as to whether or not it was stolen from the New Orleans Saints.
No, it wasn't, because the New Orleans Saints did not use Who Dat till 1983 when they made a run at the playoffs, ended up losing at home to the Rams by a Mike Lamster field goal.
Wasn't it like a college that started it first?
Yeah, and it was in Louisiana. They used it. It was similar to that. But the Bengals, the first time it was used was the 1981 season opener where they're down 21 to nothing.
Yep.
Turk Shutter brings them back to win 27-21. And during the game in the second half when they were coming back, people some guy that was drunk, Leon, probably friends with Leon, he's probably a Steeler fan, got on the corner of their own stadium. But he stood up and yelled, "Who these guys?" And that's where it came from. I don't know if that's true, but that's the story I heard Sam Weiss tell one time.
Y'all not even the original, really? So y'all
you're
stole
not original.
From a collar?
The terrible towel came from the Miami Dolphins and their touchdown hankies that were white in the early 70s.
Like you said, hankies. We're a towel. Okay?
Hankies, you're not a towel. You don't even have wash rags in Pittsburgh, you told me the other night. Isn't that what you said?
Hey, Liz, I can't wait for when we win. Oh my God, I'm gonna talk so much smack when we win. I'll tell you that right now. I'm telling.
Well, you know what? The one thing you don't consider is what you don't.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Mike, I don't think like that. I don't think the don't. I think the do. The Steelers are going to win Saturday night.
Because they always win when they play the Bengals, right?
Yeah, come on now. Y'all we're the big brothers, you're the little brother, and we got to beat you up every now and then. You know that, Mike. Come on.
Okay, but you know what? This is the thing that happens. Eventually, the big brother gets really freaking old. And that little brother he beat the hell out of all the time puts him in a damn nursing home and never goes to see him again, and nobody ever hears from that old brother again. And tomorrow night, nobody's going to hear from that old brother again because the Bengals are going to stick their foot in their ass.
Mike, we got
60 seconds left, too, Leon. We need to, you know, do like a four-hour show, I think.
Wait, is Big Ben going to be able to make it to the game tomorrow, though? I thought he had some domestic violence classes or something like that.
Wow.
Hey, real quick, predict the final score, Leon. We got 40 seconds.
40 seconds. Pittsburgh Steelers 24, Cincinnati Bengals 13.
Scott.
I've got 27-17 Bengals.
Sammy.
All day long.
That's my score there too, Micah. 27-17.
All right. Well,
Cincinnati.
Hey, I want to thank everybody for listening to this live edition. My predicted final score is Bengals 162, Steelers 3. You've been listening to the Grueling Proof, where the legends speak.
Yay!
Nice.